Tonight's game got off to just a slightly different start than the other recent games. Runs were scored early on, at least for one side. Bottom of the first inning, Lehigh Valley batting. Taylor Featherston doubles on a hard grounder down the third baseline with one out. He advances to third on a throwing error by left fielder, former NL All-Star, former Philly, former Piggy, Dominic Brown. So up next, Nick Williams.
Featherston off of third. It'll be a 3-2 to Williams. Pitch is swung on and drilled. It is a base hit towards left center field. Down from third to score is Featherston. Nick Williams, a line drive zinger the other way, and it's 1-0 Lehigh Valley. Oh, you gotta love the clutch at-bat against the left-handed pitcher by the young lefty Williams.
Williams has hit safely in his last seven games. 1-0 the lead for Lehigh Valley to the bottom of the second. Cam Perkins with a one-out infield single. Steals second, his first stolen base of the year. A second out recorded next. Then Alfredo Marte to the dish.
Perkins should score on an outfield single. He's not held on. He's running well, and he'll be off with crack of the bat. Here's the 3-2 swung on and hit through to center field. A base hit past the lunge of Meyer. Marte comes through as Perkins rounds third and scores, and the Pigs double their lead on the two-out RBI single by Marte.
It's one run in each of the first two innings, 2-0 Pigs. After that, Bison starter Scott Diamond settled in just a little bit, held the Pigs off the board the next three frames. Until the sixth, Featherston walks with one out, moves to third on a Williams hit, his second hit of the game. So, two on for Andrew Knapp.
And the pitch. Swung on and drilled out to left field. Brown goes back. He's by the track with room, will make the catch. But Featherston's going to tag and score as the runner advances to second as well. It's a 3-0 game on the sack fly from Knapp.
Diamond finished the sixth before exiting. A quality start recorded by him. Five hits, three runs, all of them earned. Two walks, one strikeout. But the star of the night, Pigs starter Alec Asher. Asher making just his first AAA start of the year, recently brought back up from AA Reading. He'd allow a base runner in the third on a one-out hit by David Adams, who was left stranded. After that, Asher did not allow another Buffalo batter to reach until a Geo Meyer slow roller was booted by Featherston with one out in the ninth. It's an E5 after retiring 18 Bison's batters in a row. Another out recorded next. So, two away in the ninth inning. Asher, one out away from completing the one-hitter. In his path, Andy Burns.
And the runner leads off. Here's the offering. Swung on, hit in the air, left field deep. Back goes Williams at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. And the shutout broken with two outs in the top of the ninth inning by the guy in Andy Burns who hadn't homered coming in.
Asher pulled a disappointing ending to a phenomenal start, but still in line for the win. The Chief, Edward Mujica, comes on for the one-out save, but the tying run at the dish. The lethal, familiar face, Dominic Brown.
Fans want the strikeout. It'll be a 3-2 by Mujica. Swung on, popped up in the air. Left center field should do it. Racing in comes Williams. Underneath, it makes the grab. Ball game over. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly to a 3-2 victory.
And they do it behind an impressive 8 2/3 performance by Alec Asher. Again, the final score, 3-2. The Pigs improving to 12-10. Their best start in April, their best performance in the month of April in franchise history.